Willie Dunn.
The process being proposed by Fish and Game right now is not thorough or deliberative. It's a 30-day comment period with no public meetings. And I think it is very appropriate for the State Park Advisory Board to give input on this because it would create enforcement problems.
Ben Harness.
Heard on the radio the reason to repeal this was because there was a user group that didn't have access. We restrict dirt bikes on hiking trails for a reason.
Eric Moe.
I've been talking with you guys for the last 10 years to come up with a compromise. I have the Yamaha dealership. We work on all the two-stroke old outboards that are in this bay. There's no regulations on the wet exhaust diesels that are 100 times louder than any four-stroke personal watercraft.
I'm Doug Ingles. The Snowmads actually voted last night, 350-plus members, to support PWCs in the bay. I will tell you that was not a unanimous vote. Somewhere in the 80% supportive.
I'm Bob Shableson. I represent Cooper Lake Keeper.
The critical habitat area is set up for the perpetuation of fish and wildlife, and any other use that conflicts with that is supposed to be banned. 99% of the water in Alaska is open to personal watercraft. Isn't there a place where we can say that we're not going to do this stuff?
Allison O'Hara. I own and operate True North Kayak Adventures, and our base camp is located on Yukon Island. So I've seen jet skis and how they affect wildlife, birds, and folks recreating in the bay. It transforms a peaceful journey, listening to nature, into a loud and stressful, potentially dangerous environment.
Hello, I'm Chris Holdreed. Having spent quite a bit of time with the Critical Habitat Area Management Plan team, that group was for retaining the ban. Personal watercraft tend to go in shallower areas. There's a lot of vulnerable shorebird, seabird, otter, seal, and other marine mammals that are in those shallow areas.
These jet skis can turn easily. You will see a kayaker. If you see something, you can stop within 10 feet, 10, 15 feet. Why not allow four stroke? They're quiet. They are very low on emissions. My name is Peter Afonin, and I'm for the jet skis.
My name is Tom Hopkins. I'd like to see you guys support leaving the ban in place. We're loving this bay to death. The congestion is becoming intolerable in June and July coming in out of this harbor. I see it firsthand. Adding jet skis to the mix is dangerous. It's just a layer of fun that can go elsewhere.